With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. economy contracted in the first quarter. The GDP shrank for the first time in several years, contracting 0.3% January through March, according to the Commerce Department. President Trump meets with his cabinet today. Frequently, there are open meetings that have become a hallmark of his administration. Last evening, Mr. Trump celebrated day 100 of his second term with a rally in Michigan, stressing border security and the economy.
Gasoline prices are down by a lot. Energy prices are down. Mortgage rates actually just went down. Prescription drug prices just saw their largest monthly decline.
Mr. Trump says we've achieved the most secure border in American history. The president's agenda depends in no small part on congressional action, and one prominent Arizona lawmaker admits it's not easy finding complete agreement, even among Republicans, on how to proceed.
Congressman Andy Biggs says change is never easy.
When you're making the change and causing the disruption in a status quo town, you're going to have the pushback that we see.
He says sometimes disagreements flare up even between Republicans when they all support President Trump.
Why is it hard? Is because a lot of times your own ox is going to be gored.
Biggs says lawmakers who support change may also have a hard time explaining those changes to voters in their home districts. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Apparently more Iran nuclear talks with the U.S. are on the horizon. Iran's foreign minister says the next round of talks, scheduled for Saturday, will be taking place in Rome. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures in negative territory. The Dow futures down 113 points. NASDAQ futures off 211 points. This is SRN News. Germans are quitting church.
The largest Christian denominations in the country lost more than 1 million members in 2024. The new poll also finds that non-religious people now make up the biggest single faith group in Germany, about 47% of the total population. This scenario has been playing out across Western Europe for several decades now. Holland is at 48% religiously unaffiliated, Belgium 38%, Sweden 42%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Church in Oklahoma wants taxpayers to fund an online charter school that's faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in the case today. St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School would be the nation's first religious charter school if approved. Legal analysts say a ruling from the High Court allowing public money to go directly to a religious school would almost certainly lead to others. Opponents of the school argue it would blur the lines between church and state. This is SRN News. Some drivers might have wondered whether they were hallucinating, but no, that really was a runaway kangaroo that closed an Alabama interstate the other day.
In Western Australia, the sight of a kangaroo running along the side of a highway is commonplace. But in Alabama,
what the?
A kangaroo named Sheila turned heads as it hopped along Interstate 85 in Macon County, snarling traffic and prompting state troopers to shut down both sides. Motorists like Austin Price just wondering,
where are you going, buddy?
Troopers captured Sheila with the help of her owner, who had a tranquilizer dart.
Wow.
Patrick Starr tells us Sheila's now back home, safe, no longer sedated, eating, drinking, and uninjured. I'm Ben Thomas.
Europe's economy grew more strongly in the first 3 months of the year, but there is concern for the future given the tariff situation. Gross domestic product in the 20 eurozone countries up 0.4% first quarter. SRNnews.com.